Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
New this morning, the Storm Prediction Center has put some of our southeastern counties under a level one risk for severe weather on Saturday. It will be a WRAL weather alert day. I'll show you what to expect across our area.
And we're following breaking news overnight. Two Black Hawk helicopters crashed during a training mission in Kentucky. New information we're getting in the past hour about what happened.
And students will need to go through extra security measures in some Lee County schools today. The effort school leaders are taking after threats to two high schools. So much to get to this morning, not the least of which is what's happening with the forecast. And
yeah,
we're glad you're with us here at the 8 o'clock hour on Fox 50. I'm Ken Smith.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. We have everything you need to know to start your day. And we're going to start with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner because she has a threat for Saturday. We are under a level one threat for Saturday, Elizabeth.
Yeah, three of our southeastern counties, including Wayne County, Sampson County, and parts of Cumberland County, are under that level one risk for Saturday. It's likely to happen mid-morning up through mid to late afternoon, depending on where you are. And even if you're not under that particular threat, winds could easily gust 35 to 45 miles per hour, which will have some impacts on folks who are headed to the Dreamville Festival on Saturday. The rain's likely to start mid-morning, so before the festival actually begins, which is at noon. So it's likely to be raining when the festival kicks off, and then the rain will be tapering off most likely mid to late afternoon. But of course, that's going to make for a muddy mess. Any thunderstorms that come through will mean dangerous lightning for people who are outside. And then winds gusting 35 to 45 miles per hour could have an effect on the tents that are set up as well as the stages. It's going to be a warm day at 80 degrees, but we'll keep watching that forecast for you very closely. We take a live look at Rocky Mount Mills this morning where skies are clear. It's 42 degrees around the Triangle area right now, and Rocky Mount 45. It's 32 in Roxborough. Some patchy frost there, and our temperatures are starting to warm up in some other spots, but definitely some rural or low-lying areas have the potential for some frost you may see on your windshields this morning. Temperatures are running 5 to 10 degrees cooler than yesterday in some places. We warm up to 60 at lunchtime, and we'll see highs in the upper 60s this afternoon, which is close to normal. Tomorrow, the wind shifts to southerly, bringing warmer temperatures in for Friday and the Durham Bulls home opener. Of course, we'll take a closer look at all of the weekend forecasts coming up. Brian?
It is 8:02 right now, Elizabeth, and we are watching some delays coming out of Hillsboro back toward Durham. Looks like we have a crash on 85 northbound right around the 70 interchange in the Eno area there, not too far from the Orange-Durham County line, which is right here. Taking a look at that camera, you can see some of those backups on that northbound side of 85, and those delays begin all the way back into Hillsboro. Right now, as we take a look at the sensor readings for your major approaches into Durham, that one really stands out, a 24-minute delay. Might be a good morning if you're coming out of Hillsboro toward Durham to use 70 and then pick up 85 northbound from 70 on the other side of those delays. It sounds like the left lane is blocked out there, according to our partners at Waze. Looking at about a two-minute delay on 40 eastbound heading out of Chapel Hill, most of that right around the 751 interchange heading out toward Fayetteville Road. Also some slowdowns with the usual delays on 885 in both directions between I-40 and 147. Around the Wake County area right now, we are seeing a lot of crashes, although a lot of these are getting cleared up, and they're not really having a big effect on traffic. One exception to that might be this crash in Garner at 70 Business and Greenfield Parkway, not too far from the I-40 interchange. We're seeing about a four-minute delay on that westbound side of 70 Business coming in from Clayton. Out of Fuquay Varina this morning, also watching some delays there on 401 northbound, about a seven-minute slowdown overall. Looks like that's just congestion as you head from 1010 Road up toward the Old Stage Road intersection.
Brian, thanks. Well, this morning, all students, staff, and visitors at two Lee County high schools need to pass through metal detectors. It's in response to several threats made to the schools. WRAL's Nye Harden is live at Lee County High School this morning. And Nye, set the scene for us as students are returning to class after classes were canceled yesterday.
Well, this is not something that they normally would do, Ken, and I'm going to turn the camera here, our photojournalist Charles Bradley, showing you exactly what we're talking about. Because they have to go through these metal detectors inside, you can see this has now created a line on the outside of the building here at the main entrance. So you see students right now in line as they are waiting for their turn to go through those metal detectors. They were even warned that their bags and backpacks may have to be checked if things don't go through or look right. all of this happening for the first time for many of these students, after students here at Lee County High School as well as Southern Lee High School have had to deal with these threats. These threats happening yesterday, one being made here at Lee County High School that was against the school. And then Southern Lee High School had received a bomb threat yesterday that turned out to not be credible. But the recommendation to close yesterday came from the sheriff's office. Now, we do see the sheriff's office has been around here. We have seen them patrolling around as well. This is all a serious matter for several schools. We know that in nearby counties, they have installed weapons detection systems. And even Wake County schools, those leaders have been talking about this, discussing it, saying that it's not off the table yet. As of now, though, we know that Lee County High School, as well as Southern Lee High School, they're only going to be doing this for Thursday and Friday. We'll have to see what happens after that. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Lee County.
And we are continuing to track breaking news out of Kentucky this morning, where two Army Black Hawk helicopters crashed overnight. In the last 3 hours, officials at Fort Campbell in Kentucky confirmed several deaths, but did not get any more specific. They say the choppers crashed into a field and wooded area around 10 o'clock last night while on a routine training mission. The Army has not shared how many crew members were on board the helicopters or if there are any survivors. We'll keep you updated as new information comes in.
Well, people in Nashville, Tennessee are coming together after that deadly school shooting there. The city held a vigil last night in memory of the three adults and three children who died in Monday's shooting. First Lady Jill Biden was there to pay her respects. Singer Sheryl Crow, who lives in Nashville, performed during that vigil. And of course, people attending that vigil says more needs to be done to end mass shootings.
I think banning assault rifles, not having such easy access to guns would make the difference.
More training and assurance needs to be in place for teachers to feel comfortable and safe and to be able to ensure their students that they'll be comfortable and safe in any scenario that might come up.
Nashville's mayor called for the community to embrace the families who lost loved ones. He also praised the police officers who stopped the shooter from taking more lives.
As the U.S. is facing its first ever potential financial default, talks to address the nation's debt ceiling remain at a standstill. And now a Senate Democrat is calling for action. Joe Manchin of West Virginia is calling on the Biden administration to have talks with, quote, fiscally minded Republicans and Democrats to negotiate common sense reforms. He made the statement in an op-ed published last night by the Wall Street Journal. It comes as President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy remain at odds over the issue as the deadline inches closer.
Police are looking for a man wanted in connection with the shooting of a 14-year-old. This happened in Durham last week. The suspect, this is the man they're looking for. The shooting happened on East Main Street last Thursday. The teenager was rushed to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. We've now learned that he's listed as stable. This is one of two shootings that day that involved teenagers.
Well, prayers are still coming in from around the world for Pope Francis. This morning, the Vatican says he is doing well. He's expected to spend the next several days in the hospital with a respiratory infection. The Pope was hospitalized yesterday after experiencing difficulty breathing in recent days. A spokesperson says the 86-year-old does not have COVID. This is happening just days before the busy Holy Week activities in the Vatican. The Pope is set to preside over a Palm Sunday Mass to get the week's activities started.
Well, there's a new push to lower the blood alcohol content to drive legally in North Carolina. State lawmakers will discuss today a new bill to lower the legal limit to 0.05. Right now, that limit is 0.08. The goal of the bill is to reduce drunk driving by making the threshold for impairment lower. Today's briefing is around 10 o'clock this morning. Also new this morning, the fire that killed at least 39 people at a migrant detention center in Mexico is now being investigated as a homicide. Law enforcement officers now say they're issuing arrest warrants for several government workers and private security staff who did not allow migrants to escape the fire, which started in a cell. Video released this week showed staff walking away from the cell as the fire spread. Authorities say they'll also investigate a migrant who is believed to have started the fire as a protest. Well, today is a big day for baseball fans. On a lighter note, all 30 MLB teams will be in action today for opening day. That means there are 15 big league games to watch today. The Houston Astros are looking to defend their World Series championship from last year.
Baseball is back. And here in the Triangle, the Durham Bulls season will get started tomorrow night when they host the Norfolk Tides at the DBAP. And before they get started, big news for minor league players. Last night, the Major League Baseball Players Association and the MLB reached a five-year labor contract deal for minor leaguers. That means a significant raise for those players. Pay will at least double at every level. As for the Bulls, in less than 10 minutes, we'll have more on what you can expect when you visit the DBAP this year. Lots of changes this year.
Yeah, about 10 minutes after 8 o'clock as we head to break, teachers could be in for a big raise in the next state budget, the proposal from state lawmakers, and how it compares with what the governor wants to give.
And new this morning, we have a level one risk for severe storms in our southeastern counties. That means we have a WRL weather alert day for Saturday. We're going to go over the timeline for the rain and storms coming up. Welcome back, 8:13 on your Thursday morning. You are looking live at a beautiful sunny Zebulon. You're watching WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Today will be nice and sunny, but that's not going to be the case this weekend, at least Saturday. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking some severe potential risks for Saturday.
We've been watching this front as it's moved onshore in California, headed our way. It's likely to produce a lot of severe weather, especially across the Midwest and on the other side of the Appalachians. For us, it's a level one risk for severe storms on Saturday, namely Wayne County, Sampson County, and Cumberland County. But we're going to see some strong gusty winds across the rest of the viewing area as well on Saturday. And of course, we have the big dream Festival. We're going to talk about the impacts for that coming up. But gosh, it's a beautiful morning. We have Goldsboro, Apex, Chapel Hill, the view from Top of the Hill Restaurant, and of course our Fayetteville newsroom there on Hay Street. This high pressure system is bringing us all this sunshine, and it will be in place tomorrow morning before this front arrives. Here it is. It came onshore in California yesterday, expected to dump as much as 3 more feet of snow in the Sierra. It's moving across the Rockies right now with some snow in its path, moving across Utah. And as it continues to move east eastward across the plains, there's a level one risk for severe storms across parts of Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. For tomorrow, it's an even bigger threat. As it moves across the Midwest, these two red areas are level four risks for severe storms. That's where we'd be more likely to see tornadoes, a big level three risk, too, encompassing a lot of those Midwestern states along the Mississippi Valley. And that's where we'd have the best tornado threat. Now, once it gets here, again, we just have a few counties in the southeastern part of the viewing area under that threat. But damaging winds are certainly possible, and strong gusty winds will be likely across most of the viewing area. Let's back up and talk about 5 o'clock Friday. We'll start to see increasing clouds, and our winds will be coming out of the south at that point. By 9 o'clock, we're beginning to see some hints of a few light showers. Of course, the Durham Bulls have their home opener tomorrow. It'll be dry to start the game, but there could be a few light showers toward the end of the game. And then we're watching our cold front come through. Saturday morning at 5 a.m., it looks dry, but by 10 o'clock, we're beginning to see some rain moving across the area. You can see some of these yellow highlights. Our best chance for thunderstorms is going to be along and east of I-95, but there could be some rumbles of thunder as this moves across. And of course, that's going to be Deering, Dreamville. Looks like the rain is tapering off sometime mid to late afternoon. And then after that, it'll be dry during the evening. Dreamville Festival on Saturday lasts until around midnight. So some of the big acts in the evening, the weather should be dry for that, but it's still going to be muddy and messy. This high pressure system builds in for us on Sunday and brings us some sunshine, but it's going to be messy. How much rainfall for Saturday? Somewhere between a tenth of an inch and maybe a quarter of an inch. If you remember back 2019, it was a muddy mess. They had up to just under an inch of rain in the days ahead of the festival. This year, it's going to be maybe up to around an inch. So plan for similarly muddy conditions. But more importantly, we'll be watching for those strong winds, which could affect the tents and some of the stages. And of course, the potential for some lightning on Saturday as well. So Saturday is a WRL weather alert day. After that, we have some nice quiet weather to wrap up the weekend and begin next week. And warmer, too, 80 Tuesday and Wednesday. Brian?
8:16 right now, and we're still watching this crash on 85 northbound right around the Eno community there, leaving Hillsboro, heading out toward Durham. We are seeing some significant delays through that area. We are getting reports that the left lane is blocked on 85 northbound, according to our partners at Waze. Unfortunately, the video feed from that camera at that interchange is not working, so we only have the still image, which was taken in the past 10 minutes or so. so can't really get a good idea of what's going on out there. But the sensors certainly show those heavy delays. A 44-minute backup on 85 northbound, leaving Hillsboro, heading out toward the Durham Freeway. A good alternate route for you this morning might be using Highway 70 out to 85 northbound. Then from there, you can pick up 85 and head on into Durham without any delay. Around the rest of Wake County, we're looking at some slowdowns in a few spots, a few crashes also in the clearing stages. This crash on I-40 around Rock Quarry Road has cleared in the past few minutes, and we're not really seeing any big delays with that one. Taking a look at your major approaches into Raleigh right now, about a 6-minute slowdown on 40 westbound around the Clayton Bypass. Looking a lot better coming in from Wake Forest now on southbound Capitol Boulevard, just a 6-minute delay overall.
Another round of satellites headed into orbit this morning.
3, 2, 1, 0, liftoff.
That's the moment of SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket took off from Cape Canaveral yesterday afternoon. It's carrying 56 Starlink satellites that will provide internet to communities all around the world. The satellites will take several weeks to become operational.
Teachers could get a double-digit pay raise in the new state budget. House Speaker Tim Moore shared the GOP's proposal, which includes a 10% raise for teachers and 7.5% raise for state employees. Just last month, Governor Cooper submitted his budget proposal, which included an 18% raise for teachers and 8% raise for state workers over the next 2 years. As of February, there were 5,000 unfilled teacher positions across the state of North Carolina. On top of that, some government agencies have reported as many as one in every 4 or 5 jobs vacant. That's why state workers would get a minimum of 7.5% raise over the next 2 years. We are waiting to hear if the GOP Senate will propose pay raises for teachers and state workers as well.
There will be yet another new team of prosecutors handling the case over that deadly shooting on the set of the movie Rust. The district attorney who recently took on the case against Alec Baldwin and the movie's actor armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed is recusing herself. She's appointing a team of special prosecutors instead. This comes 2 weeks after the last special prosecutor stepped down following pressure from Baldwin's attorneys. Baldwin and the armorer have pleaded not guilty to manslaughter charges. Prosecutors say the two are responsible for the gun that went off on the set, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins.
Most doctors recommend people start screening for colon cancer by age 45, but an increase in the number of younger people developing the disease is causing some health professionals to call for earlier tests. Kevin Cork has more on the symptoms you need to look out for, as well as what could be behind the rise in cases in young people.
An alarming spike in colon cancer among people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s is putting doctors on high alert.
Since 1994, we have seen the incidence of colorectal cancer in individuals less than 50 years of age has increased about 50%.
Carissa Rond was only 31 when doctors diagnosed her with stage 4 colon cancer.
Take your symptoms seriously.
Excruciating stomach pain led her to seek medical attention, where doctors discovered a tumor blocking her colon.
If you have blood in your stools, or if you have abdominal pain, please talk to a doctor.
Doctors are still trying to understand what's causing this cancer in younger people, but some theories include
maybe obesity, change in gut bacteria.
According to the American Cancer Society, more than 52,000 people are expected to die from it this year alone.
I'm keenly aware of some of the ramifications of not getting tested.
The FDA says a colonoscopy is the gold standard for screening. The procedure only needs to be done once every 10 years for those with an average risk of developing the disease. For extra peace of mind, some people, like Danny Glusman, are doing an FDA-approved blood test in between colonoscopies.
That was Kevin Cork reporting. Reducing alcohol consumption, not smoking, and maintaining a healthy weight with regular exercise can help you significantly lower your risk for colon cancer. Well, birth control pills could soon be available over the counter. The FDA has set a hearing in May to discuss the O pill. It already has FDA approval, but is only available with a prescription. If approved, O pill would be the first birth control pill available over the counter in the U.S. It comes as a federal judge in Texas is set to rule on whether to block the sale of one of two pills that's used in medication abortions.
The future of legalized sports betting in North Carolina now goes to the state Senate. A second day of lengthy debate on the House floor yesterday produced the same outcome. Representatives passed a bill to allow betting on professional and collegiate sports from cell phones and other electronic devices. Now, the state Senate passed a similar bill in 2021, but it fell short by one vote in the House. Now, if this current bill becomes law, you could begin betting on sports on your phone in January.
Two of the biggest names in country music are teaming up for one of the industry's biggest nights of the year. Dolly Parton and Garth Brooks will host the 58th Academy of Country Music Awards ceremony this year. This is not Parton's first time hosting the ceremony. It'll be a first for Brooks, though, who just ended a world tour and is getting ready for his Las Vegas residency. Both are set to take the stage at the 58th Academy of Country Music Awards May 11th. The ceremony will be streamed live on Amazon Prime Video.
Oh, those ravings are going to be through the roof, I'm sure. Two of the greats in country music on one stage. That's going to be a fun show to watch. Well, lots more to share with you this 8 o'clock hour here on Fox 50. Some state lawmakers are looking to strengthen North Carolina's DWI laws, the proposed law change that would make enforcement more strict.
And a live look now at sunny Lewisburg this morning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will join us after the break with a look at severe weather alert we are expecting for this weekend. She'll time it out for you.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Thursday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. We're tracking several traffic backups this morning, beginning in Hillsboro. Ryan Schrader has more.
New details about a crash we've been following on I-85 northbound, right around the 70 interchange in the Eno community. We've now learned that they have been able to open the lanes out there, but we still have that crash on the right shoulder. And we're still seeing some very big delays as you head away from Hillsboro out toward Durham this morning. Latest update from the sensors indicating a nearly 40-minute backup there on that northbound side. The best alternate route for you this morning is going to be 70 to 85 northbound. Then from there, you can pick up 85 and continue on your way to Durham. Also, a heads up in southern Wake County, a crash with injuries creating some pretty big delays on Old Stage Road around Pete Fish Road.
Weatherwise, new this morning, we have a level one risk for severe storms in our southeast counties. This is for Saturday. Saturday will be a WRAL weather alert day as we have windy conditions across the area and that line of showers and thunderstorms that will come through right around the middle of the day. Now, this morning is looking beautiful but chilly. 45 in Rocky Mount, 42 in Durham, 42 degrees in Raleigh. Heading out the door, I was comfortable in a coat. Temperatures will be fairly slow to warm up at lunchtime if you're going to be out with the dogs. Temperature around 60, walking the dog this evening. Highs will be in the upper 60s, but by the evening, we're back down into the low 60s. Thanks, Elizabeth. This morning, metal detectors will be in place at some Lee County schools following threats. Classes were canceled at Lee County High School yesterday after an anonymous bomb threat against the school on Tuesday night. And coming up next on Fox 50, the new effort in North Carolina aimed at nearly doubling the amount of nurses in public schools.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
New this morning, we have a level one risk for severe storms in our southeastern counties for Saturday. Saturday will be a WRAL weather alert day. I'll show you the conditions for the rest of our area coming up.
And breaking news overnight, two Black Hawk helicopters crashing during a training mission in Kentucky. New information we're getting into the newsroom in the past few hours about what happened.
And students will need to go through extra security measures in some Lee County schools today. The effort school leaders are taking after threats to two high schools. We have more on that and everything you need to know to get your Thursday morning started. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Ken Smith. And as Elizabeth just mentioned, it's a weather alert day this weekend. Let's go ahead and get back over to Elizabeth to walk us through how this is going to shape up.
Earlier this morning, the Storm Prediction Center put us under this level one risk for severe storms. It does include Wayne County, Sampson County, and Cumberland counties. Damaging winds would be most likely here, but we'll likely have some gusty winds even outside of this area and even outside of the thunderstorms that are coming through, where we see winds gusting to 35, 45 miles per hour, possibly even up to 50 miles per hour. The Weather Service is considering a wind advisory for Saturday. Of course, that could have some effects on the Dreamville Festival. All these big, tall stages that you see here, and of course, tents set up. Those winds are going to be awfully strong for those to withstand. Also, just the muddy conditions. We're going to see the rain starting sometime around the middle of the morning, lasting through mid to late afternoon. So it's going to be very muddy there. And there could be some lightning strikes as well that could be dangerous for folks there. Things should quiet down by the evening and the rain moves out. It'll still be muddy, but some of those evening acts could be, you know, playing without all of the other worries that will happen earlier in the day. Rocky Mount Mills looking beautiful and sunny right now. 42 degrees, the current temperature. Our winds are light. It's 34 in Roxborough, but we've climbed back into the low to mid 40s elsewhere after seeing a lot of folks in the upper 30s this morning. Our temperatures are running just a little bit below where they were yesterday. Our high temperature this afternoon will climb into the upper 60s, which is normal for this time of year with lots of sunshine. We continue our warm up tomorrow and into Saturday before temperatures fall off a little bit Sunday. I'll take a look at that coming up. Brian?
It is 8:32 right now. We've been following this crash in Orange County on 85 northbound, right around the Highway 70 Eno area. This is heading out of Hillsborough toward Durham. Right now, sensors are indicating a 30-minute delay. Now, this was blocking the left lane out there for a little while, but we heard from the DOT in the past 10 minutes or so that they've moved this over to the right shoulder, and we're starting to see things improving a little bit. You can see where there's quite a bit of green there now right around the 70 interchange, indicating that traffic's flowing more freely around that crash site. Still, you might want to avoid that section of 85 heading away from Highway 86 out towards 70 in the Eno area. Use 70 itself, and then from there you can pick up 85 northbound and continue on your way to Durham without too many big problems. Want to take you also to the southern side of Wake County, where we have a crash on Old Stage Road at Pete Fish Road. This is not too far from Barber Store Road near the Wake Johnston County line. Seeing some delays in both directions as they work to get that crash cleared. Quick check of your major approaches into Raleigh right now. About a 5-minute delay coming in from the Cleveland community on 40 westbound. About an 8-minute slowdown on 87 southbound through Knightdale. And we're seeing some delays right now on 440 westbound between Glenwood Avenue and Wade Avenue.
Thank you, Brian. This morning, all students, staff, and visitors at two Lee County schools will need to pass through metal detectors. It's in response to several threats that were made to the schools yesterday. WREL's Nia Hardin has more information.
This morning, things did not look normal for students and staff, and I want to show you what I'm talking about. You can see from this video, there is a line going out of the building, and that's because all students and staff had to go through metal detectors. They were even warned that their bags could be checked as well as their backpacks, just because they are trying to make sure to keep everyone safe. This is not only happening here at Lee County High School, but also Southern Lee High School. The two schools have dealt with threats that were made against the schools just yesterday. Lee County High School receiving a threat, as well as Southern Lee High School receiving a bomb threat that was found to be not credible. The recommendation to close yesterday came from the sheriff's office, and schools in nearby counties have installed weapons detection systems. Wake County school leaders say it's not off the table. For now, we know that the metal detectors will be in use for today and tomorrow, but what happens after that, we'll have to wait and see. Nia Hardin, WREL News in Lee County.
Right now in the WREL Live Center, we have live aerial pictures from the NBC affiliate in Minneapolis to show you the aftermath of a train derailment from this morning. This happened in the community of Raymond. That's a town 2 hours west of Minneapolis. You can see the rail cars still burning. Now, this train was carrying ethanol. 22 rail cars went off the tracks, and you can see several caught fire. This happened at 2 this morning. This prompted an evacuation for people near the crash site in the city of Raymond. This train was a BNSF railway train. No injuries reported. Federal investigators are there on the scene investigating the train derailment. We'll keep you updated on what's happening.
And we're also tracking breaking news out of Kentucky. Two Army Black Hawk helicopters crashing overnight. In the last 3.5 hours, officials at Fort Campbell in Kentucky confirming several deaths, but didn't get any more specific. Investigators say the choppers crashed into a field and wooded area right around 10 o'clock last night while on a routine training mission. The Army has not shared how many crew members were aboard those helicopters or if there are any survivors. We'll, of course, keep you updated and bring you any new information as it comes into the newsroom.
Police are looking for a man wanted in connection with the shooting of a 14-year-old in Durham last week. This is the suspect they are looking for. The shooting happened on East Main Street last Thursday. The teenager was rushed to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. We have now learned his condition has stabilized. This was one of two shootings that day that involved teenagers.
Well, people in Nashville, Tennessee are coming together to support each other after that deadly school shooting. The city held a vigil last night in memory of the three adults and three young children who died in Monday's shooting. First Lady Jill Biden was there to pay her respects. Singer Sheryl Crow, who lives in Nashville, performed during that vigil.
And on Capitol Hill, where we're going to take you out live now, tensions are running high about what to do to address school shootings. Democrat Jamal Bowman of New York and Republican Thomas Massey of Kentucky got into a shouting match outside the House chamber yesterday. Take a listen.
Our guns lead to more deaths. Look at the data. You're not looking at any data. You're carrying the water for the gun lobby. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Children are dying. Nine-year-old children.
I was a teacher. I was a school counselor. I was a middle school principal. I was in cafeterias protecting kids every day of my career.
There's never been a shooting. Never been a shooting. It's time. We've got guns here to protect us. And he doesn't believe the kids should have somebody to protect them.
Joe Biden has called on Congress to pass an assault weapons ban, but Democrats and Republicans in both chambers have said there's not enough support to do it.
Well, it's now easy to buy a handgun in North Carolina. The General Assembly officially scrapping the state's long-held rule that required permission from a local sheriff to get a pistol permit. The State House voted yesterday to override Governor Cooper's veto of that bill following the Senate's move to do the same Tuesday. People still need to complete a federal background check, though, to buy a pistol from a dealer. The bill doesn't change the concealed carry permit process. The new law also creates and funds a 2-year awareness campaign on the safe storage of firearms, which includes the distribution of free gun locks.
There's a new push to lower the blood alcohol content to drive legally in North Carolina. State lawmakers will discuss today a new bill to lower the legal limit to 0.05. Right now, that limit is at 0.08. The goal of the bill is to reduce drunk driving by making the threshold for impairment lower. Today's briefing starts at 10.
Well, prayers are coming in from all over the world for Pope Francis. The Vatican reporting this morning that the pontiff is doing well. The Holy Father is expected to spend the next several days in the hospital with a respiratory infection. The Pope was hospitalized yesterday after experiencing difficulty breathing in recent days. A Vatican spokesperson says the 86-year-old Pope does not have COVID-19. This is, of course, happening just days before the busy Holy Week activities at the Vatican. The Pope is set to preside over Palm Sunday Mass this weekend to start Holy Week.
New this morning, the fire that killed at least 39 people at a migrant detention center in Mexico is now being investigated as a homicide. Law enforcement now say they're issuing arrest warrants for several government workers and private security staff who did not allow migrants to escape the fire, which started in a cell. Video released this week showed staff walking away from the cell as the fire started. Authorities say they'll also investigate a migrant who is believed to have started the fire as a protest.
And Michelle, a surge of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border has officials scrambling to find space. New video shows a large group walking along the border yesterday. Border Patrol estimated as many as 1,000 people were in this group. It prompted the government to send buses and put those folks on those buses. Immigration officials say they will continue to process people at the border. Well, Tom, now 8:40. You will have some new food options to enjoy while taking in a Durham Bulls game this season. Coming up, we take a look at some of the new items at the DBAP concession stands.
And a live look now at Fayetteville this morning. Nice and sunny now, but meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will join us after the break with a look at some severe weather we're expecting for this weekend.
Welcome back at 8:43. What a beautiful day it's shaping up to be. You see the Carolina blue skies hanging over North Hills and practically wherever you look around the triangle this morning, but that's happening today. We've got a WREL weather alert day to tell you about. Let's get right to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WSB Weather Center.
We've been following a front that made landfall in California yesterday, and it's going to arrive here for Saturday, and it's going to bring us the potential for some stronger thunderstorms. We have a level one risk for severe storms on Saturday for Wayne County, Cumberland County, and Sampson County. And the rest of the viewing area likely to have some strong winds during the day Saturday as well as that front comes through. But because of the severe weather, weather threat, we have a WREL weather alert day for Saturday. We're going to have a lot of impacts actually across our area for Saturday. In the meantime, this high pressure system is keeping things nice and dry. It's going to be a beautiful day today, and tomorrow starts off nice. We could end up seeing this front getting close enough to us on Friday night to see some initial showers. And so the Durham Bulls have their home opener on Friday. It's possible that we would see some rain by the end of the game, but hopefully it'll stay dry for the whole thing. Now, Saturday at Dreamville is going to be a whole nother story. It will be a warm afternoon at 81 degrees, but the front will be coming through the area. So first off, there could be some lightning, which would be dangerous to festival goers. We'll also have winds 40 to possibly up to gusting at 50 miles per hour. And that could be a risk to some of the stages and the tents that are set up there. Plus, we'll have, of course, rain coming through, making for some muddy conditions. Now, all of that will taper off by mid to late afternoon. The wind will still be on the gusty side, but the rain ends, and so things will be a little safer for the evening acts. And Sunday looks fine. Temperature 68. It'll be cooler with sunny skies, but it'll still be on the muddy side. Right now, we're looking at clear skies across our viewing area. That's a live look at Rocky Mount Mills, 42 degrees currently. We dropped into the upper 30s in many places, and it's still 37 in Roxborough, but we're starting to warm things up. Low to mid 40s. Still on the chilly side. You'll probably want a jacket heading out the door. But temperatures climb into the upper 60s this afternoon, which is close to normal. 76 for tomorrow. It looks lovely. And then 81 sounds good, but of course, we have that front coming through with the windy conditions and the potential for some thunderstorms. Sunday's a quiet day, as well as Monday and Tuesday. The Durham Bulls home opener again on Friday. Tomorrow, game time temperature 73. It's likely to stay dry for most of the game, but just can't completely promise that it won't rain toward the very, very end. Our temperature outlook into next week is above, really well above normal, potentially. And of course, a lot of folks have that week off. It's spring break, at least in Wake County, for kids in school. Again, Saturday is our WREL weather alert day with that front coming through. Keep checking back as we have more updates on the timeline and the strength of some of that wind and our rainfall totals. After that, we're looking at quiet conditions, and it warms back up on Tuesday and Wednesday to 80 for the high.
Elizabeth, thanks. Well, the man accused of killing an 11-year-old girl during the Raleigh Christmas parade remains in jail. Landon Glass is being held on $250,000 bond for involuntary manslaughter for the crash that killed Haley Brooks. His attorney said Glass didn't know why his brakes failed. The state tested his truck and found no sign of brake fluid. Prosecutors also say Glass told police he changed his brake fluid 6 months ago and accidentally added transmission fluid instead. Well, the family of Haley Brooks was in court yesterday, her father understandably emotional, talking about going to the parade as a family of five and leaving forever changed. But he says he will move forward honoring his daughter's memory.
If Haley were here with us today, she would hate to see the pain and suffering that so many have gone through.
So, in her honor, the family says they're starting the Shine Like Haley Foundation to help others.
The U.S. is facing its first ever potential financial default, but talks to address the nation's debt ceiling remain at a standstill. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are at odds on the issue. John Lawrence reports.
Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia wants action on the U.S. debt limit. In an op-ed published by the Wall Street Journal Wednesday night, Manchin wrote that the Biden administration is, quote, determined to pursue an ideological agenda rather than confront the clear and present danger that debts and deficits pose to our nation.
If we could get our revenue growth to match our spending growth, then we'd be in a good spot. But right now we're 2 to 3 times that.
The White House says President Biden has laid out plans to get the U.S. back on its feet financially.
He's put forth a budget for the next fiscal year that laid out how he was going to cut the deficit by $3 trillion over 10 years. And that is showing responsibility, that's showing fiscal responsibility.
And the administration is pointing a finger of blame at the GOP for not responding in kind.
We have not seen anything from House Republicans. What we have seen are excuses after excuses after excuses.
House Republicans are considering holding off on their budget proposals until after the debt ceiling talks are further along, according to a source familiar with the discussions.
The person who's dragging their feet, or in my view, not even moving their feet, is the president.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
In his op-ed piece, Manchin said Biden should have talks with, quote, fiscally minded Republicans and Democrats to negotiate common sense reforms to out of control fiscal policy.
Well, Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman says he will return to Congress next month. He's been at Walter Reed being treated for clinical depression. Fetterman says he plans to return to the Senate on April 17th. Now, it's unclear exactly when Fetterman will be discharged from Walter Reed, where he was admitted last month. He's had a number of health scares in the past year, including a stroke last May.
Faith leaders in Fayetteville are gathering this morning to discuss how they can help fight the opioid crisis. A clergy breakfast is planned for 9 to 11 o'clock this morning at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. Experts say they'll discuss evidence-based harm reduction strategies that can be implemented in the community. As of 2021, Cumberland County had an opioid death rate nearly twice the state average.
Well, what's better than watching a baseball game and enjoying some stadium food? Somehow a hot dog tastes better at the stadium, right? Well, when you go see the Durham Bulls at the DBAP this season, you'll have a few more options. Pat Walter takes us through the appetizing new menu.
Now, of course, you come to a ball game to watch the Bulls, but let's be honest, you also come to eat. And you're in luck. My sources here at Durham Bulls Athletic Park tell me there's an added emphasis on quality this season. A Greek philosopher once asked, where's the beef? Well, it's in the hot dog. The Bulls going with 100% all beef dogs this year. The pretzels are Bavarian, and the wings are the only way I eat them, bone in. Plus, if you're feeling adventurous, try the Twister Fry of the month.
So this first month of baseball that we'll have is Copa night, and we decided to do a Twister Fry with chorizo sausage and some queso and some peppers on it.
Okay, who's hungry? If you want to try some of that food, join me here opening night. Pat Welter, WREL Sports.
Yeah, we're hungry. That looks good. All right, HBO's longest running scripted series might be coming to an end. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Curb Your Enthusiasm will likely end after 12 seasons. A writer and producer of the show shared a tweet saying, quote, shooting the last scene of the last episode of the final season. That tweet was deleted. Curb Your Enthusiasm stars Larry David and follows his life as a semi-retired TV writer and producer. There's no word yet on when the upcoming season will premiere.
Such a funny
iconic
show. They have no scripts.
I know. Amazing. Just, talent. That's talent.
Here's the scene. Go for
it. Do
it. It's incredible. Well, former New York Giants player Keith Davis is pushing motivation and inspiring students and families in Cumberland County. The one-time NFL linebacker will host Preserve Until Success Happens. It's an event tonight at Lewis Chapel Middle School in Fayetteville. The family night session will begin around 5 this evening with dinner, followed by a motivational discussion at 6 p.m. Davis invites everyone to attend to have fun and be encouraged.
It's going to be the most incredible time right here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. We don't want to miss you. We are here for 2 days. Mom, Dad, Grandma, Grandpa, Aunt, Uncle, Cousin, Second Cousin, all of y'all. We want to see y'all. It'll be a great time. We're just going to have some words that encourage you. Remember, inspire people, inspire people.
Again, that's happening tonight at Lewis Chapel Middle School in Fayetteville. Registration is online.
That's amazing. All right, Ken and I love this story. If you're looking for a cheaper breakfast option, this might be for you. Cup of Noodles is releasing breakfast-flavored instant ramen. Yes, really. It combines breakfast staples like eggs, sausage, and maple syrup pancakes all in one cup. All you have to do is add water, pop it in the microwave, and about 4 minutes later, there you have it. Breakfast in a cup.
Michelle, I can't do it. I can't do it. I don't even like my pancakes to touch my eggs.
You know what? See, I don't mind that, but I don't need it all in one cup with the syrup and the eggs on it. Not for me. Ken, you're a foodie, and you're saying no to this.
I can't do it. Yeah, can't do it. I mean, if you're adventurous and you want to try something, go for it, but
Yeah, not for me.
No, thanks.
No. All right, before we head to break, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on traffic and weather next.